19회. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 설명하는 손 모양을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. Today, I would like to explain sign language to you. Sign language is movements of your hands and arms used to communicate. There are several official systems of sign language used by deaf people. Some movements are also used by people when they want to communicate with someone who does not speak the same language. I'll teach you some sign language in this class. The sign for tall is made by extending the right hand, index finger up. Place the fingers of your left hand on the back of your right hand. Raise your right hand upward and touch the back of your right hand with your left hand. That's how you say tall in sign language.
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Julia, could you play the first part one more time?
The beginning was really impressive, wasn't it?
To tell you the truth, it wasn't. Sorry to say this, but it was too fast.
Was it that bad? I thought I did pretty good, and my friends loved it too.
You should listen to my professional point of view.
I practiced all week. I didn't expect negative comments from you at all.
Listen, Julia, it takes more practice to play the piano well. I'm not saying that you didn't try enough. It's not all about skills. It's about delivering your emotions.
That's hard to understand.
Maybe you need to take a break today.
Maybe I just don't have enough talent to play the piano.
You shouldn't give up so easily. You're just going through a slump, that's all.
3번. 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 내용인지 고르시오.
Does anyone know where the word shower in the term bridal shower was derived from? The bridal shower wasn't originally intended to be a party for the bride to receive gifts. The first showers were parties held for the bride-to-be, her family, and friends in order to relieve a little stress and provide support for the upcoming wedding. In the late 1800s, small gifts for a bride were placed in an umbrella or parasol. The bride-to-be would raise and then open the umbrella or parasol, and the gifts would shower down upon her. Like most traditions, this one evolved. It now centers around giving the happy bride gifts to help her start her new married life.
4번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 읽고 있는 신문 기사의 제목으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Miranda, have you been to the park this week?
No, I haven't. Why? Is something happening in the park?
The fish in the little pond are all dead, and now the water stinks.
I saw people throwing leftover food and garbage in the pond, and probably that's the reason why all the fish died.
People just don't care about environment anymore. What are you reading, by the way?
Oh, I'm reading an article about the environment. According to this article, there are so many things we can do to protect our environment.
We can start from not dumping garbage randomly, right?
Exactly. And when we wash the dishes or do the laundry, we can use natural cleaner instead of chemical detergents. This article says that the cleaners are very easy and fast to make.
5번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 조언으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Can I ask a quick question about weightlifting?
Sure. What is it?
You know I try to come to this gym every day, and when I'm here, I do about an hour of cardio.
Yeah, you spend a lot of time on a bike and treadmill.
Definitely. My question is, should I also lift weights?
Of course. Having a greater muscle mass will increase your basal metabolic rate.
But I know many people who cycle or power walk for miles, but do no weight training.
Yeah, you're right. Many people do just cardio.
So I'm not so sure. Does consistent cycling or walking also build muscle?
Well, as your trainer, I'll say the best exercise program is one that includes weight training, stretching, and cardio.
Then you mean I shouldn't skip on the weightlifting, right?
Exactly. And don't forget, forming a regular exercise habit is the most important thing.
Yuck!
What's this sticky stuff all over your kitchen floor?
It's bug spray. We found out that we have cockroaches.
Gross! I can't stand bugs. Besides, cockroaches move incredibly fast all over the house.
We called exterminators 2 days ago. They came and put huge plastic sheets in the house and sprayed everywhere.
Then where did you stay for 2 days?
We had to leave for 2 days, so we stayed at our uncle's.
Then why did you invite me over to your house for a DVD? How can I watch a movie in this environment?
We can clean it up together and then watch a movie.
I'm not your maid, Jack. I'm your girlfriend, remember?
I'll take you out for a romantic dinner tonight, so please help me. Big Mama's Pizza, what can I do for you?
I'd like to place an order, but before that, can you deliver it in 30 minutes?
It depends on what kind of pizza you would like to order.
I'd like to order golden cheese crust pizza.
Yes, we can deliver in 30 minutes then. Do you need anything else?
I'd like to order some chicken wings as well, about 5 pieces.
Do you need any soft drinks?
I want 3 large Cokes.
Pizza costs $25, one chicken wing costs $1.50, and a large Coke is $2. Oh, wait a minute. It'll take longer than 30 minutes because chicken wings aren't ready, but we'll offer you 3 Cokes for free instead.
Thank you. Then how long will it take?
About 40 minutes.
8번. 다음을 듣고 여자의 직업으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I'll explain to you what I usually do each week, and it's your job to guess what my occupation is. Please stop me anytime you want to answer, okay? Clue 1. I spray food with water or mixtures of water, corn syrup, or other liquids to keep food looking fresh. Clue 2. I use a variety of browning agents, usually mixtures used to brown gravies or sometimes heat-activated liquids used in commercial bakeries to enhance the color of cooked meats and poultry. Next clue. I blanch green vegetables to just bring up their bright colors rather than cooking them completely. Other vegetables and foods may be cooked just to add color so they do not brown or become wrinkled if they must stand under the camera for a while. Who am I?
9번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여름방학 때 할 일이 아닌 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Chris. Happy summer vacation. What are you going to do during this summer vacation?
I'm going to the U.S. finally. My Uncle Jerry invited me over to his house in New York.
But aren't you going to take summer classes at school?
Right. I failed in history and math, so I have to take summer classes. Besides, I'm working at the school library as a part-timer.
For how long?
For 2 weeks. After I make some money for the plane ticket, I'll leave for New York.
By the way, are you still going to the Institute to take English conversation lessons?
Not anymore. I'm going to the gym to make some muscles for the summer.
I think you are already in shape.
10번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일을 순서대로 나열한 것을 고르시오.
Miranda, where are you going in such a hurry?
Hi, Steve. What's up?
Nothing special. What's up with you?
Today is my husband's birthday, so I'm busy preparing for it.
You are going to throw him a surprise party or something?
No, I'll just cook a delicious meal for him and give him a present.
That doesn't sound normal for you at all. I didn't know that you could cook.
I cook sometimes. I'm going to the grocery store to get some ingredients for a special meal.
Is this for your husband?
Yes. On a special day like this, I always buy some flowers to celebrate.
Flowers do make people feel happy. What is Peter doing? Is he home alone now?
He's at the kindergarten now. I'll pick him up after grocery shopping. Hello, Dr. Johnson's office. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Philip. I made an appointment this Thursday for my regular checkup.
Hold on a second. Yes, 5 p.m. on the 3rd of December, is that right?
Yes, but I have an important meeting on December 4th, so I have to prepare for it on Thursday. Can I change the appointment?
We have no openings next Monday.
How about 3 p.m. next Wednesday?
Sorry, you can make an appointment after 4 p.m. on that day.
3 p.m. on December 10th, then?
I can squeeze you in if you can come in the morning.
How about Wednesday at 5 p.m.?
Can you make it by 4:30?
No, I'd better try to come on Thursday morning, then.
Is 9 a.m. good for you?
I have no other choice, right?
12번. 다음을 듣고 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
We've got plenty of sunshine in the forecast for this weekend, and that occasional breeze is a very welcome change. But keep in mind that the sun is still very strong, so wearing sunscreen is still advised. Now, as for temperatures across the peninsula, the morning low is going to be around 18 to 20 degrees, and the day's high in Seoul is expected to reach 25, with Daegu at 26, Gwangju at 28, and Busan at 27. Sunny skies are in the forecast for the weekend, but a few more clouds are going to move in on Sunday. This is good news, especially for those on Jeju Island, where flooding conditions are now subsiding. That's all for the weather. Hope you have a wonderful weekend.
13번 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오. 1번
What seems to be the problem, sir?
I've got a flat tire and I also want the car fueled.
2번
Would you please move closer to the microphone?
Sure. Do you still offer the breakfast menu such as eggs and a bagel?
3번
Eating fast food should be the last resort in my opinion.
But for busy people like me, it's really convenient.
4번
I want to eat a cheeseburger with large French fries.
Do you really have to eat junk food all the time?
5번
I got a rash on my face and I don't understand why this happened.
Probably because of the fast food you ate last night.
14번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
How can I help you?
I bought these sneakers yesterday, but they don't fit quite right.
Oh, didn't you try them on before you bought them?
I did, but it was late at night, so I guess my feet were swollen then. Can I get a refund?
I'm sorry, ma'am. We don't offer refunds or exchanges on footwear. It says so on the receipt.
But I just bought them yesterday, and I haven't even worn them yet.
I'm sorry, but that's the company regulation.
I've been shopping at this shop for the last 3 years. I can't believe you treat your regular customers like this.
Since we offer our high-quality shoes at a low price, we have to stick to the regulations no matter what.
But don't you think that's too strict?
15번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning. What can I do for you, ma'am?
Hi, I'm lost. This airport is really huge, so I have no idea where I am right now.
I understand. A lot of people get lost here at the airport.
Oh, really? Now I'm relieved.
So where exactly are you looking for?
I have to check in. My plane leaves in an hour at 10:30 a.m.
Which airline are you using, domestic or international?
International. Is check-in for international flights here in Terminal A or in Terminal B?
That depends. All international flights except those on Talos Air leave from Terminal B.
16번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, I have good news for everybody.
Wait a minute, let me guess. You're getting married with Jake?
I wish I could, but that's not it.
Then are you getting promoted to be a shop manager?
Getting closer, but that's not the good news either.
Then what is it? I can't wait to find out what the good news is.
Have you heard that we're all getting bonuses in our paychecks this month?
But it's not the end of the year, and we haven't done any special projects. What's the occasion?
The new line of swimming suits we released last month is making record sales.
You mean the ones our team designed?
Yes, right. Isn't that great?
17번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 호텔 지배인이 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Susan checked in a hotel with her family, including her lovely dog Twiggy. The hotel room was perfect for her family because it was clean and spacious. But the fact that her dog Twiggy could stay with them was the biggest advantage of all, since hotels normally don't allow animals in the rooms. After unpacking, her family members felt hungry, so they ordered room service. The hotel manager personally came to serve the food and noticed that the dog was running around. Since animals are prohibited in the hotel, the manager asked them to leave immediately. But Susan insisted that she double-checked if pets were allowed in the hotel before her visit when she called to make a reservation. In this situation, what would the manager most likely say to Susan?